Chicago is home to one of the biggest Czech communities in the United States. It also houses the headquarters of President Barack Obama's campaign for re-election. Where better to get a sense of how Czech Americans plan to vote? In the run-up to the election on November the 6th, I met four Czech Americans to find out their views on this presidential campaign. They started by introducing themselves.
Hello, my name is Vera Wilt, and I'm born here in America and in Chicago, but I'm very involved in the Czech community through various organizations, former president of the Czechoslovak Society of America, CSA Fraternal Life.
George Drost, and I'm an attorney, and I have had some experience with the Czech community. I was formerly the honorary counsel of the Czech Republic in Wisconsin, Illinois, and in Indiana. I'm currently also involved in Chicago-type activities with World Chicago, and I do a little professorial work at the John Marshall Law School.
I'm Tony Janosek, or in Czech would be Antonín Jandáček. I was born in Prague and have lived in the United States now since December of 1950. I'm a retired high school teacher. I taught English and even a Czech language at Morton High School in Cicero because we had very large Czech population there at one time.
Irena Čajková, I've came to the U.S. in 1992, so I've been here for 20 years now. I currently work at the University of Chicago as a Spanish instructor, but I also teach Czech. I teach Czech children on Saturday mornings, and I'm also involved with many other Czech organizations, such as the Sister Cities.
So the first question, which is probably the multi-million dollar question, is who is it that you are planning on voting for in this upcoming election, and why? And let's start with you, Irena.
Well, I am voting for Barack Obama. I am not a politician or expert in politics. I'm not an expert in economy. So really my decision is based just on basic instincts, as simple as whom do I like better as a person. It is Obama. And which party do I find less extreme and more of representative of my views, and that would be the Democratic Party, even though I am not, a big fan of either.
Well, I plan on voting for Mitt Romney, and my theories on this are that I think that we do need someone who understands business. I think we need someone who has shown leadership at the levels that he has. I've been disappointed in some of the policies and the politics of the Obama administration, and honestly, I've been a lifelong Republican, and I feel more closely aligned with the thoughts of that party.
This will be my 15th presidential election. I vote for the first time back in 1956 when I was still in the Air Force, stationed down at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. And at that time, I voted by absentee ballot for Eisenhower. My heroes were Goldwater and, of course, Ronald Reagan, because he did, especially Reagan, did the most for the fall of communism and helped the Iron Curtain to drop. But I'm basically a conservative, and I like the views of Mitt Romney.
Okay, and finally, George. Yeah.
Well, at this point, I'm undecided, and we need to have that blend. I thought I could be the tie-breaking vote here, but it looks like it's Romney and undecided. But for transparency purposes, I voted for Obama 4 years ago, and there have been some questions as to the type of leadership and questions about him moving the country forward after having 4 years of his term to try to pass legislation, and there seems to be impasse. And we're going to wait till the final days to make our final call. But like Tony, I had traditionally been a Democrat. He was a Republican, Tony was. And our family came over because of the courage that we got from Harry Truman, which signed an executive order to allow our family into the United States. And there's been some reliance, allegiance, and some remembrance of what some of these small town Democrats did, but what's happening so much in our country is that it's really starting to move away from the center of the people and its larger interest groups, and it almost becomes dizzying as to what we've seen in commercials, ads, and a lot of misinformation and confusion and things that have been reported to us or tried to sway our votes.
Now, the pair of you two gents just touched upon this, Tony and George, that your Czech background in some way influences how you vote. Can we go into this a little bit more deeply? In what way do all of you feel like either your Czech background being born there or being very active in the Czech community in Chicago has any sway on the way that you plan on voting?
I guess the one thing that affects me the most when I look at American politics, and it's certainly something very Czech, is the fact that I am a religion-free person, and nothing drives me crazy more than the place religion or the role religion plays in American politics. So for me, the deciding issues come down to, you know, things like abortion or gay marriage, and those are, of course, very religion-related topics. And so I guess, that would be how my Czechness affects my view of these issues.
Okay. Do either of you two have any comments you'd like to make on this front?
Well, I think that growing up in a refugee family, I was born here, but my family all came over, and having escaped communism, so many of the policies and the politics that I see from the current administration just raise all kinds of red flags to the kinds of things that my parents left the old country for. So certainly that influences it. I was raised as a Catholic Czech refugee family. And so certainly I think that the freedom of religion here is a very important thing. So I recognize that religions should certainly not be forced upon people, but I think that religious groups have a certain entitlement here by the Constitution, the freedom to practice. And I believe in less government, not more government, that's going to dictate to them what they must do or whether they can get any funding if they refuse to do certain things.
You all came here, with the exception of you, Vera, in the course of your lifetime. Now, in the run-up to the election, immigration has been a big issue. Obama's instituted the DREAM Act. Romney has a sort of somewhat stricter stance on immigration. Can I ask you where the four of you stand on this and which candidates' policies on immigration you feel closer to? Let's start with you, Tony.
Well, I feel that Obama is definitely trying to get the Hispanic vote by doing all kinds of favors to Mexicans, mainly Mexicans. I think Cubans are more conservative, leaning more toward the right, but the Mexicans especially may be voting for him. And some of the privileges that he has granted to the Mexicans, for example, allowing the children that were born here to automatically get your citizenship and so forth, I don't think it's fair. As a refugee from a communist land, I had to earn my citizenship. I was fortunate enough to be serving in the U.S. Air Force, and after 90 days of active duty, I was eligible to get U.S. citizenship. When I joined the Air Force, it was with the idea of becoming a U.S. citizen.
You know, there's people that come in here legally and illegally, but there's these situations where we haven't really enforced our laws. And so people have been morphing into sort of a quasi-citizenship. And those people should be recognized, and they become, you know, important in our economy. They take jobs that us Americans don't want. And so we have to keep those doors open. We have to keep opportunities open for the people that can earn their way to citizenship. And there are some proposals to do that. And I think that we've seen it on the Obama side, but I'm also confident that if Romney was elected, he would moderate his stance.
I have one last question for all of you, which touches upon this particular campaign and how it compares to other election campaigns that you have lived through, but also given that we're here in Chicago, which is Obama's town and which was this town that was energized 4 years ago about the election of a Chicago president. Can you talk a little bit about your views on this particular campaign and this city at this time?
Well, I don't think that he has the same movement behind him this time as 4 years ago in terms of Chicago. But in terms of this campaign, this has been the most bizarre campaign in terms of the commentary and the nitpicking items that have actually become some kind of talking points that have been absolutely ridiculous. Things on both sides taken completely out of context, and people run with them to the extreme.
And how does this compare to voting for Eisenhower in 1956?
Well, that was, of course, there were different times and different people and so forth, but I couldn't agree more with Vera on that issue. I think it's muckraking, which is a term that goes back quite a few decades, but mudslinging, muckraking, call it what you want, it is on both sides, I agree, a dirtiest campaign, presidential campaign, that I have experienced in all the years that I've been privileged to vote as a U.S. citizen.
I think really what's making these elections so ugly is the media and, you know, the way technology has advanced, if that is the proper word. Even, you know, in the last 4 years or in the years 8 years, I think that is really what's having, you know, such a negative effect on the ethical aspect of the elections.
And the final word lies with you, George.
I don't think there's going to be much change regardless of who's elected. The speedometer is not going to go down or up. It's not going to be the end of the world. I think there's still the checks and balances in the order of this country and the Constitution and for all the complaints that we have about it, it's really the best system. As long as it doesn't become overburdened or corrupt, and that we do try to get this thing toned down with all the money that's been going into the ads is just crazy. We're sort of fortunate being in Illinois because we don't get bombarded with presidential advertisements. People in Ohio and Iowa, Wisconsin, they get their dose of it. But I'm confident that the union will survive regardless if it's Obama or Romney, and it gives us every reason to, if we're not happy with it, to get out and change that in the next turn. And my first election was that I voted in was Hubert Humphrey, and I voted for him. So I've always voted for mostly the losers, but so if that's a barometer. But I think it will be a close election, and it will not end the union.
Well, on that non-Armageddon-like note, thank you very much.
That was Rosie Johnston with that special pre-election report from Chicago. You can look forward to the regular one-on-one show on Tuesday.